Does it distress you that everyone on the media, at least in America where I live, makes fun of and ridicules and despises Christians? And for what reason? I never can really figure out what the reason is. Nobody's making them believe or behave or anything else, but they despise us. They hate us with a perfect hatred, and they just make fun of us and ridicule us. The dramas that we see, Christians seem to be made out to be silly people, stupid people, mean-spirited people, totally opposite of what the truth is as far as I'm concerned. Of course, there are some Christians that are those things, but I have found Christians to be wonderful people, smart, capable. Listen to what Paul said about it. He said this in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 17th verse. Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ be made of no effect. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? And after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks, foolishness. But unto them who are the called of God, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brother, how not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. God has chosen, yes, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. You see, we pursue true wisdom, the wisdom we find in the Bible, the wisdom that Jesus gave us, the wisdom that Jesus died for our sins, and He came into this world to do just that, to save sinners. And by believing in Him, we can have our sins forgiven and have a home in heaven. That's foolishness to the world, but to us, it's the power of God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me to understand the wisdom of the cross. Make it real in my life. Make your wisdom real. Fill me with the wisdom of heaven, and help me not to be distressed by the foolish prattle of ignorant men and women to whom the cross is foolishness. Help them, O Lord, to see the truth and save them. In Jesus' name, amen.